Hello.
Yes, ma'am. I'm returning your call from customer service. Christina, may I have your zip
Yeah.
code to look up your account, please?
Yeah, it's 64075, and I called about this on the 13th, and I was trying to get my DHL package from my, they said I owed $1.95 in customs fees, and I thought I put my information in to pay the $1.95. And it came up that it charged, you had a page in there somewhere, and I bought something from you, which I don't want, and I want the money back. The lady said, oh, we'll send you a confirmation that we took that transaction back. Well, I still don't have an email from you guys saying that you're crediting my account.
Okay, what's your first and last name?
Christie, Christie. Benison, Benenison.
Right, can you verify your address for me?
Yeah, it's 409 Northeast Ash Street in Oak Grove, Missouri. 64075. And it's 5992.
All right, give
Well,
me one
needless to
second.
say, I can't get through to where I'm supposed to pay the $1.95 so I can get my package delivered because your pop-ups won't go away. You have to fill something out, which is
Right.
totally wrong to do
You were
that kind
trying
of
to
crap to
win.
somebody.
You were trying to win the free iPhone.
No, I'm not trying to win anything. I don't know what this is. I really don't. But it's from DHL. And the same thing on UPS when it says, oh, it's coming UPS. I tried that. I tried FedEx, and FedEx and UPS did the same thing. So I thought, well, really, DHL is international. So if these were overseas, okay, I'll believe them. Do you know what I mean? But yeah, no, it's so I did not know that I was buying anything from you whatsoever.
Okay, what is the package that you were waiting on?
It's a pair of shoes.
Okay.
Pair of shoes.
It says here
Which
that
is
you
totally,
called in to cancel your iPhone delivery
I don't know
on
what that was.
the 11th.
I don't know what that is. It says on the thing it's from Better Foods or whatever. Do you know what I mean? I'm like, what? I don't know who that is. Let me look over here just a second. The transaction says purchase from Best Health. What did I purchase from Best Health?
It looks like you done a survey or contest entry to win a free iPhone. And when you
No, I
done
told
that,
them.
okay, well, when
No,
you done that, it
I
put
told
you
them
in the
no on the
direct
iPhone. I've
savings
got a phone.
club. Well, it put you in the direct savings club when you filled out the survey. Okay, and when you done that, it charged you $59.92, but you have been canceled. Let me see.
Well, I'd like an email because my bank is getting tired of this stuff. Do you know what I mean? And I understand it. So I want proof that I called in, that I canceled it. They show that it's still processing. They didn't take this back. They didn't put it in the system as a refund. And they should have the
Right,
date
they
that I
just
called.
canceled it.
I don't know what they did, but if they took the money out, they need to put the money back.
Well,
So
the reason they
it
didn't give you
doesn't
a
show.
refund is because when you filled out the survey, you have to check a box where the terms and conditions are saying that you will be enrolled in this direct savings club. So when you check the box in the terms and conditions, it says that it's going to charge you $59.92.
No, it didn't say anything of $59.92. Trust me.
It says it's going to charge you.
No, it did not say anything about $59.92. They said, do you want a new iPhone? I said no. And then it says, okay, this is what you owe, $1.95. I went and it says continue. I hit continue and it says it gave me the information. Put your charge card information in there and your address, blah, 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 and hit send. And that's what I did.
Okay, and what did you think you were doing?
Paying for the $1.95.
For what though? Sorry.
From, you understand it's a DHL email. Do you want me to send it to you?
No, ma'am, I don't understand. Why would you be filling out an email and paying some money if you didn't know what you were doing it for? But
I
I
was doing
understand you're
it.
upset, but I was just
You.
trying to figure out what it is you thought you were doing.
I told you. It said, "Do you want a free iPhone?" It popped up this thing about
Right.
an iPhone, and I said, "No." And it said, "Continue." And then it said that you owe $1.95 for your customs fee. And I thought these shoes were made overseas. And I thought, okay, this took almost 2 months to get these things. And I thought $1.95 for custom fees. I said, okay. And then I said, and it says continue. So I hit continue. And then it just filled out information. It says, here's your information. Here's your charge card, blah, 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 for the $1.95 so that I could schedule my delivery.
Okay, so you thought that the iPhone was just a pop-up for the shoes?
No, I thought the pop-up was just an idiot thing to maybe sell. Somebody was trying to get to me for, I thought it was an idiot ad. I don't know why it was there. And I said no to it. So I wasn't paying for that. I said no. So when it came to, okay, here's your D. The next thing says, here's your, you owe $1.95 for your customs. That was my next page. And it says, okay, hit next. So I hit next and it says, here's your information to pay. Put your stuff in there. So I did, and I hit continue, and then it went to something else, and I thought, oh, this is not right. This is not what I want to do. I called my bank. I told them. They said, call the company. I did. They said, you guys said that you would refund my account, and I'm turning you into for fraud because whatever your web page is, okay, wherever it's located and whatever it pops up on, you guys are doing something illegitimate. And it's a fraudulent act against us public people, and we're seniors. And it's
Well,
just not
actually, it's
right
a
for you all to
survey.
do.
It's a survey, and when you do the survey, there are terms and conditions that say you will be enrolled in a discount club membership, but I can offer you 35% of refund today.
I want all my refund back. I want all of it. $59.92. I called on the day. She said she'd send me the refund in an email. I
Right, well,
want all of
let
it
me ask
back.
my supervisor, and I'll see what I can do, okay?
I'm a senior. I'll come after you. You'll hear from the attorneys general. I will tell you that. I know him personally.
Okay, ma'am. I spoke with my supervisor and she said as a one-time courtesy, I'll be able to refund that for you, okay?
Okay, and I want confirmation, and I want it in an email
I can't
now.
send you an
Before
email.
we, why?
I can give you a confirmation number. I'm not able to send you an email. But I can give you a confirmation number.
Give me a confirmation number then. I'll give
Yes,
it to my
ma'am.
bank.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay, it's Susan Charlie. 920-855-079.
Let me repeat this back. Susan Charlie, 920-855-079.
Yes, ma'am.
And your name?
My name's Christina.
And what company is this anyway?
And we're a third-party customer service agency.
And what's the name of that
I'm not
third-party
allowed to
agency?
tell you the name of it.
What?
I'm not allowed to tell you the name of it.
So you're illegal. That's
No,
really
we're not
wonderful.
illegal. But thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you have a great day, okay? You should receive that in 35 business days.